now, Jim, please welcome to the show for the first time in 2022, friend of the show, Lord Mayor of Hobart, Anna Reynolds. Welcome, Anna.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, we love that beautiful fine line of yours, Anna.
Hear that? Little whistle from Anna. We got the Reynolds whistle as well.
I didn't get it out properly. I'll try again.
Go, go.
Oh. We learned that when we were doing the Monopoly show at Rest Point, how good she was at whistling. Anna, well, did you do that? You said you often do
it. It's a family whistle.
It's a family thing.
It's a family whistle.
Did you do it over Christmas a little bit, Anna?
Well, we weren't in many crowded places. I mean, it's basically we use it to find each other in a crowd. And I obviously can't whistle as loudly as the rest of my family because it's a bit raspy, that one. Mm. But anyway, but it is very effective because it's a sound that you sort of can pick up from a long way away and you find each other and off you go. But no, we haven't been to many crowded places lately because of, you know, with COVID and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But
Anna lost her family anyway. On the ferry going.
Yeah. It is such a good whistle. It makes me want to, like, drop a stick at your foot and get you throw it. You know what I mean?
But Jimmy's is amazing though. I mean, I thought it was a recorded.
No, it's consistent.
Well, a lot of, as I think I've said, a lot of people. It's when I'm in restaurants or other places. If I'm doing that whistle, people turn. Yeah. Now and they go.
Especially for like a happy birthday
someone's
song.
Here.
Yeah. Happy birthday song. Yeah,
that's I've made it out of my life. I'm known for a whistle.
Do you ever do it in a council meeting or anything, Anna? When to get everyone's attention.
I haven't yet. No, but I might try sometime when we're talking about scooters or something, maybe.
Yeah. No, normally she just does that. Which works an absolute treat in council.
We're 2 minutes into our interview with Anna. We've been doing whistling.
Are we even going to talk about the ferry? Who cares?
Ferries extended. Thanks, Anna.
Anna, let's talk about the Derwent Ferry, shall we? That is why you're here.
Did you guys go on it? Have you been on it?
I'll be honest. No, we haven't been on it. We were going to go over because we went to the Ashes on the first day. We were going to go over on it. And then, like most times, Nathan and I are late.
Last minute.
Running late.
Yep. So we drove. We got an Uber over. And then we were going to go. We're like, all right, we're going back on the ferry. We were sold. Yeah. And then we walked out. Every person had the same idea.
Yeah.
It was just, it was too crowded. But I mean, that's also, I think, something that you'd love to see is more ferries, more routes out there on the Derwent.
Yeah, absolutely. And our Saturday ferry service is still operating until early February. So there's a couple more of those. And that was sponsored by the Hobart City Council, really, to demonstrate that. There was demand for a Saturday and weekend services, as well as these peak services that the state government's paying for. But we had 1,000 people on our first Saturday ferry services.
Wow.
So that's about 400 more than the average weekday number. So there's a lot of demand for Saturday. And that was really, really helpful for the Salamanca stall holders, just to have something a bit different to bring people in. And so it is really great. But the very good news, and as you mentioned, is that the state government have said that basically the trial is a success and they're willing to say that the Bellerive to the city service will continue forever. So that's the peak hour, Monday to Friday service from Bellerive to the city and back. So that's fantastic that we've got that sort of foot in the door, and that will definitely continue. The Greater Hobart Mayor, so there's four of us in the Greater Hobart metro area, we think there's potential to go even further, to expand it even further.
So speaking of those four, it's yourself, Beck Thomas, Doug Chipman, Paula Reid. If you had to rank them, favourite to let... No, I'm kidding.
I'm not kidding. But, put the pressure on. Okay, no, all right. No, you can answer this. Who would you prefer to sit next to on the ferry? Beck, Doug, or Paula?
I can't say that.
Yeah. All you're doing is sitting next to
them. We're not just sitting next to one.
Who would you prefer to sit next to?
Well, I can't. Can't we all? It depends who's buying me a coffee, I guess.
That's true. So. That's true. Well, they're all quite generous.
They are.
Yeah. Thing is, Beck's only little, so she wouldn't take up too much room. You know what I mean? So I think that's a smart idea to sit next to Beck. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah. Put my legs up on the chair. And a big thing was, well, I was talking about in the cricket. Like, I know a lot of people went on the ferries the first time during the Ashes, and it was a conversation. A lot of people chatting to me and Nath And again, on the first day, we were going to come back on it, but everyone had the same idea. But a lot of people were chatting to us about, wouldn't it be great if this went to other places around? I mean, where are some of those places you'd love to see it?
Yeah, well, look, you know, we are so lucky that we've got this river that connects the city. I mean, there's not many of it. There's, you know, there are a lot of people in Hobart that live within, you know, 1 or 2 or 2.5 kilometres of the river. So we are a river city and it does connect us. So let's use it. And I think everyone's worked that out and seen that it's really not a complicated service to put on, really, compared to sort of the massive work you have to do to build a new road or a new lane or a new flyover, which takes years and is a huge amount of disruption. Compared to that, just adding ferry services is actually, because we've got the river is there like a road and it can be added really easily. You know, you can add services, it doesn't get congested, you don't have to maintain it, you know, it's just perfect. But look, in terms of other places, I think all of the mayors have got ideas on places in their municipality. So Bex mentioned Wilkinson's Point out there near the Derwent Entertainment Centre. And that's already, you know, they've already got this fancy ferry terminal, so, you know, why not use it? And people can park around that part of, you know, there's quite a lot of parking in that vicinity. I think Doug's talking about Lindisfarne. I've heard him talking about Tranmere. So those are places, again, that, you know, a lot of people are travelling on a lot of road kilometres to get into the city, and they could just sort of, you know, cut across the river and get into the city quicker. And that's not going to be for every journey or every person. But, you know, every person who does catch a ferry is one less person taking up space on the road. So, and for me, I'd really like to see a service out to Sandy Bay. Just there's already an existing jetty at Rest Point, just close to where I saw you guys last year, actually. So that's already there, and that would be a great service, particularly for some of the private schools in Sandy Bay. People come from all over Greater Hobart to go to those, so the kids can catch the ferry to school rather than being ferried by parents. And also, obviously, the UTAS staff and students are there at this stage. So, yeah, so there's, I think there's lots of potential, and we'll keep lobbying and working with the state government, but also the federal government, to try and get these extra services added. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's certainly on our agenda.
Absolutely. Well, fingers crossed, Anna. I mean, it's a great idea, and we'd love to be a part of it. If there's any way that you could wield your power and get the three of us on a ferry to do the show to help push the cause, you reckon you could do that for us, Anna? What do you think?
Oh, I reckon. I reckon that'd be great.
Binding contract. There you go.
Verbal contract. Offer an acceptance.
There it is. Lock it in. Anna Reynolds, we love you to bits. Thanks so much for joining us. For the first time in 2022, all the best with the ferry. We're right behind you, and I guess we'll see where it goes, okay?
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.